Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
An overcast afternoon continues across Essex. We will see both some bright sunny spells and some brief showers. Temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 23 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillington. You're up to date.
Sunny spells and showers. So yes. It's a mixed bag, isn't it? Is it a mixed bag of sun and showers?
Listen, we don't do mixed bag anymore. Because
I like
the...
a mixed bag.
You're just covering all bases. It could thunder at some point in the future.
Listen, this is the UK. The weather is the toughest part of this. You have to cover all bases. Take a jacket, an umbrella, and some shorts.
Tick the boxes and live all the seasons today.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Okay, it's a Tuesday, which seems weird. I thought it was like, I felt later in the week.
Thursday would have been good.
Yeah, Tuesday it is, though. That's what we're sticking with. 27th of June. It's the Big Drive Home. Welcome.
This is the Hit Music Station, Radio Essex.
Here till 6 o'clock tonight, all the fun happening, and Rick Astley updates as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's an update. Miley Cyrus first, Jaded. Big Drive Home, Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran and Celestial, 10 past 3 on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Hope you're doing well. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6. Producer Tom checked in. Steve, your news. Johnny on the travel. I mean, we are literally a full house all week, aren't we?
I think so.
It's quite rare for us.
Yeah, it is. We do go away.
I was supposed to be actually off at the end of the week, but now I'm not. So I think it is a full house all week.
Yeah, it's took away my chance.
You were going to shine on your own, weren't you, on Thursday?
I was literally take that, let it shine, and now I'm not.
Now you're not. Steve says, guys, I know you don't do birthdays.
Well done.
It's always a but. We don't do birthdays because... the bosses don't like it, basically, because there's 100,000 people listening, apparently, and because it's one person's birthday, there's 99,999 other people that don't care.
Yeah.
It's only the person whose birthday is that cares. I kind of get it. It's self-indulging. Steve says, I know you don't do birthdays, but if you did, well, we don't.
We don't. We can't.
This is like your... this is...
pointless text.
It is a point. If you did birthdays, you'd be able to wish Lacey Smith a happy 17th birthday from her mum, Kelly, who's a massive Five fan.
I mean, to be fair...
we would, yeah, obviously we would. If we did birthdays, we would be able to do that.
I can't do the birthday. I can't say...
2 seconds.
I can't say happy birthday to Lacey Smith, have a great 17th birthday. But what I
can't hear you over the music.
Well, I don't know. Just do it a little bit. I can say thank you, Kelly, for being a big Scott from Five fan.
Yeah.
No one's told me I'm not allowed to say that.
But it's the birthday thing we struggle with. I think that's the problem. We don't do any different things for birthdays as we normally would. It's just another day.
Is this fine, Tom? Is this what?
Because we're not talking about birthdays.
Yeah, you're not talking about.
We're talking about the fact we don't do birthdays.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Steve said he's put on there. I know you don't do birthdays. So if the bosses ever give you any hassle and say they do birthdays, you can go, well, the audience know they don't do birthdays. We get text in. Just saying.
He's even put it what do you call them?
Quotation marks. He's got, I know you don't do birthdays. That sounds like we do them, but not do them. But I know what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you very much. But Lacey Smith, unfortunately, we can't mention his 17th birthday. Whether your mum Kelly's a huge Five fan or not is irrelevant, really.
How amazing would it have been to be able to say, like, oh, I hope you have a really good birthday. You're 17. Oh, you're only 17 once.
Oh, incredible.
Go out, party.
Get your dad's mum to buy you loads of stuff. I mean, that would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing. But, you
it's
know,
not something we can do.
It's my birthday. It's not.
We have to just treat it as a normal day and literally make no fuss about it. Just, you know.
Just to appease powers of... above.
Because you know what Essex want? Jonas Brothers. That's it. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Brothers and the Waffle House. 14 minutes after 3. Hello, Chris and Scott. Please play any feel-good song for my husband, Kev, who's currently at home recovering from having a knee replacement operation. We do knee replacement operation showers. We always
do.
We love those, but we just don't do birthdays.
If you've broken your leg right at the knee,
we are here for knee replacement surgery.
No, we are.
Yeah.
any injury,
yes,
injury, we've got it covered.
That's fine.
Just please don't bore us with your birthdays. Don't bore us with your birthdays.
Yeah.
But any kind of hip replacement, anything like that, we're on. We'll get a feel-good tune on for you. Thank you, Mel. Kev, hope you're feeling better. So you've been in under the knife today, haven't you?
Well, sort of. I have been to the dentist today.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting my teeth done.
Yeah.
And I'm very numb.
What do you mean done? Because for us, done means having a fill-in. What do you mean by getting
teeth
done? I'm
having brand new teeth.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I will say, I've been to Start Smiling in Ingatestone.
You've been there all morning?
Yeah. I know I'm slurring a little bit. I'm not drunk, I promise. I promise I'm not. I can't even feel my nose.
Do you know what is really weird? You don't actually sound any different. You think you do? No, I don't think anyone would have thought in the first 15 minutes, Scott sounds different today.
Look at my lip.
You're smiling a lot.
honestly, absolutely amazing. Went down there and I had like a trial smile. So yeah. This is like, you try before you buy, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went down there and I was so excited. I've just shown you the pictures, not you, you and you. Amazing. So really, really chuffed, but I'm sorry if I'm...
When you're... Because you then get temporary teeth while the new ones get made.
I've got plastic teeth.
Yeah, and when you get new teeth? When you get an actual teeth?
The 17th of July.
Okay, so a month today. Less than a month today.
Month yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might not be in that day because...
I think you should come in.
Even if it's...
I think it'd be fun to get you in anyway.
I think a little pound.
We just get you in. We get you in for a chat anyway. I think that'd be funny. You can just sit there in pain.
Excellent.
Yeah. Doing knee replacement shout outs.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect. We'll get you a jingle and everything. Right, 16 minutes after 3, we're on the Big Drive phone for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 tonight. Latest on the roads. Full travel update coming up on the School Run next. Calvin Harris, Sam Smith and Promises on the Big Drive home, 327 Essex. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott. Hello to Marianne, who says, first time to text you. You deserve one of these.
Chris and Scott, first time texter. For the first
time. Oh, she says, hi, I love you guys and the show. You really bounce off each other, which you come up with a funny joke, which we're not going to talk about on the radio.
No, let's not say that.
Keep up the humour and the great chat, says Marianne. Thank you very much. And thank you for texting and thank you for being a first time texter. It's always good to hear from first-time texters and texters outside of Essex, for Essex is the biggest county in the world.
Yeah.
We like all of those.
Get a compliment as well.
Tell you what, two other people have bounced off each other really well.
Go on. Go on.
No, it's Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney.
They probably do as well.
Because they've now done the Wrexham thing.
Yes, they
enjoying
have.
Enjoying that. Just bought a Formula One team.
They have not.
Alpine F1 team. Fellow actor Michael B. Jordan's involved as well. He's also part of this investment. It's a $200 million deal. And it hands the group, those three, 24% share of Alpine Racing.
24%?
Yeah, so Alpine have started their intent of moving to compete with the top three. So they want to get up there with the Red Bulls and the Mercedes. So they're bringing in a lot of money.
That's
no plans as yet for a TV show, but I don't think they won't need one because you've got Drive to Survive on Netflix, which is already the Formula One show. So they'll get so much coverage on that.
Part of that, won't they?
I reckon Wrexham will start to creep into that as well.
They'll probably sponsor.
I love those two.
Yeah, no, they're really, really nice guys.
I always look at those two and think, Chris and Scott goals.
Oh, yeah.
Like couple goals, but Chris and Scott goals.
Definitely.
I look at Ann and Deck sometimes. I go, Chris and Scott goals.
Actually, I look at the other two as well. I quite like them.
Who?
Rob and...
Oh, Rob Beckett and Ramesh Ranganathan.
Yeah,
absolutely. Couple goals. Not couple goals. Chris and Scott goals.
We're like a couple, really.
Chris and Scott goes. I'll stick to that for a bit. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larson and Carlton Tamer. It's 3:35. Chris and Scott, the Big Drive home. We do a lot of different things on the show. And one of the things we always get said is, like, could you recap or could you give us an update on? It's actually the badgers in my garden.
Yes.
Which isn't really a radio thing. It's just something I mentioned once. And now I have to almost do badger watch.
I like it. I want them to stay in your garden. I know you want rid of them. Yes. I want them to stay. I like it.
Yeah, Tom doesn't know anything about this because he was away last week. So just so you know, Tom, I've got tunnels that have been built in my garden. It looks like a little miniature underground system.
That's wild.
it's...
Yeah, they're eye wild. Yeah, badgers.
I'm presuming badgers. We've gone with moles. Somebody said foxes. And if I could explain, it's an old tree stump, and that's what's left of the tree. But around it used to be soil.
Yeah.
Now around it, it's like, if you filled it up with water, it'd be a moat. There's just a hole around this tree stump. It's all been gnawed down. The fence has got a hole in it where the tree stump's next to. And then in the soil, there's just holes.
No. It looks like an underground Scalextric.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it looks like the tunnel. If you did, I've done some GoPro stuff there, and it makes it look like it's some kind of amazing architectural tunnel that's going underground. It's incredible. And then what's next door is their garden, but it looks normal. It's just green grass because the tunnels have gone under into the...
Well, they've gone under the other garden.
They're under my fence. They're under my fence. So the actual... Yeah, I suppose actually the problem is next door's garden. It's not my garden's just the entrance. Yeah. They've got the whole house and the whatever's
that could
down
be
there.
A problem, yeah. What have you got any like actual updates?
No, I've set up a Ring doorbell. I've found the Ring doorbell very useful. Yeah, because it literally turns a little blue light on, and any movement, it comes on and films them. So I don't know if David Attenborough is using Ring doorbells, but somebody should let him know that it's actually, they're quite useful.
Yeah.
And they're quite close up. And he can talk to the animals as well.
Wait, hello. Because he's probably like, you know, laying there sort of like semi-asleep in there, and then sometimes...
Somebody has to nudge him.
Yeah.
Go, badgers! And he go, whoa,
he
I don't have to do that.
Just go out.
No, I'm on a Ring doorbell situation. And it also means the badgers can take an Amazon deliveries as well.
Brilliant.
So everyone's a winner. So I've done a bit of that, but I haven't seen, and I don't know if there's badger experts listening, I haven't seen any activity in the badger holes for about 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm not seeing a badger, so I don't know if it is badgers. I've seen a fox look around it, but not that interested. I've seen cats go and sniff around it, but not being interested. And I've seen a hedgehog.
Have you seen Harry, your eldest son, walk out of the house, go into the bar, come out with alcohol and walk back?
No, the camera's facing a different way. But I was waiting to see if there's anybody was going to let me know, because I don't think they're not hibernating because it's the summer, so I presume to see some kind of activity.
Well, yeah, because we was actually saying last week that we expected them to have like high vis on and doing some underground work.
little pickaxes.
Cones out, having a cup of tea, doing nothing.
Little tinker truck going
rabbits.
Past the, from the like the kids' toy cars going past with some scaffolding in the back.
And wooden planks.
Yeah, little wooden planks, and then some badgers going, come on, lads, get on with it.
Do you reckon they knock off early as well?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Unless you're on a Friday.
That's what I expected to see, some kind of working going on, some scaffolding, some maybe a bit of painting, a bit of plastering, something like that. But there's been nothing. I've not seen any activity.
Down tools, mate.
I don't know what to do.
Protest.
Obviously, I'd want to get somebody in to say, right, I need to move them, and then humanely move them, obviously, and then fill, because they're actually protected, and then fill the garden back up with soil so it looks like a garden again rather than an underground mine shaft.
Tom might be onto something.
What's that?
I actually think they're on strike. You're not being paid enough.
Well, who's paying? Am I supposed to pay them?
Yeah, I think so.
That doesn't seem fair.
One more.
So I'll keep the badger updates coming, but there's nothing happening at the moment. If anyone's had this problem, maybe you'll know why it's all gone quiet. You can let us know. Right, 20 to 4, Big Drive Home, latest on the roads coming up in just a second. Lizzo and Kylie Minogue's new tune, Padam Padam. We'll play it for you next. Bit of cloud around tonight and cooler as well, down to 15 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy start, maybe some sunshine by the afternoon, but high still warm, 25 degrees for tomorrow, and then heating up for the weekend again. Here's Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam, Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Lizzo and Timmy Loved, 10 to 4. We always talk about how much live music's around in Essex area, and of course, because we're so close to the O2 and Wembley to an extent. Yep. So actually, we're so lucky for live music. BST Festival, obviously, Pink performed over the weekend. There's loads coming up there. But here in Southend, who do you think is playing Chinnery's, which is literally over the road from us, isn't it, on the seafront?
Yeah.
Chinnery's is one of the best live music venues you'll ever go to. It's awesome. And somebody is playing there to kind of, to give back to grassroots level music. Who do you reckon it's going to be?
I'm going to go big.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ed Sheeran.
Sam Ryder.
Okay.
Sam Ryder's performing a what? It's a huge big gig. performing a one-off show in Southend. It's been announced. He's going to be performing on September the 8th in Chinnery's in Southend. The show is part of a tour that sees Music Venue Trust stage 150 gigs at like 130 venues across the UK supporting grassroots music. So supporting right at the beginnings. Because if you think about Chinnery's, I remember seeing the Arctic Monkeys at Chinnery's before they were a big band.
Wow.
They just played Chinnery. There's loads of bands that played down there. Incredible. So, Sam Ryder, Chinnery's in Southend on September 8th. If only there was a couple of local music fans could introduce him on the stage. I can't think of anybody.
Maybe if they've sort of done an interview with him or something at some point.
Somebody that, Sam Ryder listens to on the radio. I don't know. Maybe we'll look at that.
We'll have a look into it.
Yeah. Sam Ryder and Mountain on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Sam Ryder. So Chinnery Southend, September 8th. That's going to be a night to remember. Sam Ryder and Mountain on the Big Drive Home. Did a couple of stories a couple of months ago about Loch Ness Monster and how there were reports that it had moved to Devon or something.
It just swam
down to Devon. Somebody spotted it down there. There's a Loch Ness Monster hunter who thought his job would be easy. He said, I thought my job would be easier.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here searching for something that isn't there. And it's a hard, it's a difficult job. So he has dedicated his life to solving the mystery of the Loch Ness Monster.
Not a mystery.
He's dedicating his whole life to doing this. He gave up his job. Oh. He sold his home, ironically, in Devon. In Devon, which would have been annoying when he realised that he just got to Loch Ness and the Loch Ness went, I'm going to Devon.
Well, probably moved into his gaff.
I think he did. He probably did a little flat share. So he moved to the Dawes, which is on the shore of the Loch in 1991. Now, after more than 30 years of searching for the Loch Ness Monster, I thought I would have seen it by now. A bit like my badgers in my garden. I thought I would have seen this by now.
So he's actually, 30 years he's been looking.
1991.
And it's only just occurred to him that he's wasting his time.
Well, he said, I thought it'd be easier. He made his first sighting of something unexplained. Pat cheese and onion crisps.
Yeah.
unexplained within his first year. But he was still keen then, wasn't he?
Of course he was.
He was like, oh, there it is. Get a camera out. Now he's like, oh, God, Loch Ness Monster hunting. This is boring.
So boring.
First year of search, found something. Wasn't qualified. It didn't necessarily say it was like it could have been a log.
Because it was a guy that found a log, weren't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's a log, wasn't it?
He'd hoped to make further sightings soon, but he hasn't since. Imagine that. You start a job in 1991. First week, something happens. 2023, nothing's happened.
But do you know what staggers me about this story, right? So you know people, crazy people, that think that they've seen the Loch Ness Monster that are just like one day out in Loch Ness. How do they not go, I've been waiting 30 years for that?
Give me that picture. I'm the Loch Ness Monster Hunter. I might get him to move into my garden. See if he wants to do some badger swap pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be good. He's probably got all the cameras and all the gizmos. He's not using a Ring doorbell, I wouldn't have thought.
Maybe that's what he needs.
Yeah. News and travel.
A mixed bag weather-wise this evening with both bright sunny spells and
brief showers. Yes, with a mixed bag. I love a mixed bag of weather.
It really is. This is the perfect day to use it. A mixed bag weather-wise this evening with bright sunny spells. They'll last until around 8 or 9 this evening. And some brief showers in places. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 23 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful news, especially the weather. I love a mixed bag of weather.
Do you?
It's my favourite saying when I hear them. So they say, somebody said it on Good Morning, the ITV one the other day and went, well, a bit of a mixed bag. So I was like, yes! Love a mixed bag.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. Play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, Tuesday on The Big Drive Home, just gone 4 o'clock as we get you home, and Dua Lipa kicking off with Dance the Night.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry, Becky Hill and History. Just talking about the badgers in my garden. Got the Ring doorbell set up waiting for any action. Nothing yet. Alec and Deb, thank you very much for your pictures. Here's a photo of our garden with some of the badgers who visit every night for the last 10 years.
That's unbelievable.
We love them. They've never caused any damage to our garden. Yeah, because they live in my garden, Alec and Deb, and then they come to your garden.
Yeah, to get fed.
My garden's got the damage, your garden the feed in them.
They might live next door to
they
you.
They probably do. This is probably next door to my house. Yeah, there's just a picture of some cute, I mean, they look quite cute.
They
cute
look
badgers
lovely, actually.
Sitting on your garden, having a lovely little dinner.
One of them's got a sangria.
And then there's another picture of a couple of foxes in the garden having a dinner. I mean, they might as well be eating a roast off a plate.
They might as well be.
One of them's going, is there any more gravy? I can't see the gravy. But yeah, you've got some great pictures there. How are you, is that a Ring doorbell?
No.
You've got actual GoPros, haven't you?
Yeah, they've taken them pictures of the foxes, because I don't know if you've noticed about foxes now. They're brave now.
Yeah,
they
are.
They used to be scared.
Yeah.
They used to, like, you know, come out, you know, the deep depths of the night.
They're just there all the time, aren't they?
Well, like, sometimes, like, I'll get home and the fox is in my parking space. No, I'm not even. And I go to, like, you know, drive in.
Like a Capri or something.
Well, yeah.
2.8 injection Capri. There's a little paw out the window going, all right, governor?
But you used to go, like, shh, and they'd, like, run.
Yeah.
He looks at me now and goes, I'm parking here tonight, Gov.
I said that story when I was in the in the garden, and I was in where we sort of got a treadmill, like the gym. And it's literally a treadmill, it's weights, it's not a gym.
Yeah.
But the cat was in the garden looking really scared, and I looked in the other side of the garden, there was a fox.
I remember this.
This is daytime, like, it's about 2 PM. So I went, foxes are scared of humans, aren't they? So I just opened the door really abruptly and run towards the fox. It didn't move.
No, they won't.
It just looked at me and I went, oh no.
Pulled out a bat.
Yeah, I felt like the dog chasing the car. When the dog gets the car, you're like, what are you going to do now?
What are you doing now, yeah.
And I felt a little bit like that. Luckily, it did scarper across the fence. But you could see the cat looking at me going, I've tried this. It doesn't work.
Mate.
He's not moving.
It doesn't work. He's well hard.
But you've got these foxes are just happily in the garden. Thank you very much, Alec and Deb, for your pictures. Can I just ask, though, you've said there's no damage in your garden. I mean, there probably is in somebody else's garden, I would have thought, because they do live underground, famously.
Yeah.
But normally in big spaces, like in a big park or something like that.
I mean, that does look like a big garden. I mean, maybe the damage is at the end.
Yeah, and you can't see it.
Maybe they're loving it, and in 10 years' time, they're going to look at the end of the garden and go, it's ruined!
Or they've moved into my garden where they're now building an extension. They're going, we should get a swimming pool.
Yeah!
It's a whole village of badgers, I think, in my garden. Thank you very much for those pictures. 13 minutes after 4. I love this song. Post Malone and Chemical. Big Drive Home, Radio Essex.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. Yeah, big county. It's not just your Colchesters and your Wickfords and your Langdons and your Langdons and your Canvies and your Pitseys and your Vangers.
No.
There is quite a lot of Essex, including Australia, Texas,
Wisconsin,
Milwaukee, New York City, Perth, Zimbabwe, Greece, and some of France.
And Liverpool,
and some of France, and some bits of Suffolk. So anywhere you're listening to Radio Essex right now, if you're outside the traditional county of Essex, you're part of the biggest county in the world. You're part of the Essex community just because you're listening to Radio Essex.
Yeah.
And there's a new one in there. 4 Day Week Steve says, hi, gents. We're listening from a very hot and sunny Kalamaki in Zante.
Add it, Tom. Zante is on that map.
Little island, Ionian Sea, next to Kefalonia. I've been there a couple of times. I've not been to Kalamaki, though. I've been to Alakez, I think it was called. Alakez. So, but I didn't listen to Radio Essex because I didn't know it.
Alakez sounds like I'm saying hello to my wife.
Hello, Kez. So we're going to add Zante or Zakynthos onto our map. Please add it to Essex. It's the largest county map. 4 Day Week, Steve, Vicky, Archie and Tracy all listening from Zante. We had a couple while you were away as well, producer Tom, which I've left on the list. So you got Radio Essex in Woolpit near Bury St Edmunds. That was Kirsty. Bideford in Devon, says Matt. And Lloyd, who was listening outside of traditional Essex in Cocoa Beach, Florida. And then we had somebody else from Florida at the same time.
Floridas,
so we're two Floridas. So get Florida on that map as well. And if you want to check out the map, you can do that online, radioessex.com. It is there waiting for you. And you can see the full map of Essex. This weekend, at Adventure Island and Sea Life Adventure, we want you to come up dressed as your favourite fairy tale themed character. Whether it's a prince, a princess, a frog or even a mermaid, it's going to be a treasure hunt, face painting and loads to see and do all day as well. Amy Davis from Britain's Got Talent is coming down on Sunday as well. So if you want to get your photos taken, get down there and get all the details at radioessex.com. All the info on there. Right, Switch Disco, Ella Henderson, React at 4:23. It's Radio Essex. Little Mix and Sweet Melody. Quickly one for your map as well, Tom. Ekram's just said, just to add to your location of Essex is the biggest county in the world. Greetings from sunny Sarajevo in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah,
where?
Herzegovina.
Oh, I nearly got it right.
Nearly.
I need to watch more Eurovision Song Contest, I think. But Sarajevo is where Ekram is. Thank you very much for listening. We'll add you to the map. Thanks, buddy.
On and on and on.
Right, it's 4:30. I don't know if you've ever given a forfeit for a mate for something that's gone wrong. And normally when we're doing sort of games of your ass, it's normally a poker game. So the forfeit is you've lost money.
Yeah, that's generally how that works. I like those forfeits.
After finishing bottom of a fantasy football league, one poor guy was forced to go on a date with Taylor Swift.
Oh,
awful.
Really bad.
Unfortunate for him. It was actually a cardboard cutout.
Oh, okay.
So this poor guy to go on a date with a life-size cardboard cutout of no mates with him, just him and Taylor Swift.
That's genius.
That's a great, it's a good one.
Because he looks mental.
Well, he's in a restaurant, isn't he? And he sat her down. She can't sit down. She has to stand up unless he bent it all so it kind of folded into
I would have done that.
Into a chair shape.
Did you have to order a food as well?
Yeah, he had to get everything. The post she had on Twitter showed one lad who had finished bottom of the fantasy football league sat across the table from a cardboard cutout of the pop princess while a confused waitress attempted to keep a straight face whilst taking their order.
This is brilliant.
And she'll have the fish.
and then he has to eat the fish as well. He goes, oh, she's not very talkative.
And he's like, oh, she just tap water. And the waitress is like, you're cheap, Skull. You'll just get a top of the range champagne then.
I'm having a problem here, though.
Okay.
Because, now listen, I don't want to speak out of turn.
Mm-hmm.
But just a little idea live.
Go on.
We done fantasy football, didn't we?
Yes.
And we done it with the listeners.
Yes, we did. We did it with about 300 people.
Out of the people in this room,
yeah,
who come last?
Tom.
Oh.
Producer Tom did.
did he?
Yeah. Should we send him on a date?
I think we might have to.
With a life-sized cardboard cutout of
Boris Johnson.
That would be awesome. It's Radio Essex, Taylor Swift, an anti-hero. Hi to Carla. She says you need to challenge Scott, Chris, to do something, and the forfeit is he has to go out with cardboard cutouts of the other four members of Five. That would be brilliant. You could just run around and go, oh, it's Five, kind of.
Yeah.
And it would just be you.
They're always hanging around with me.
She also says, as you can't mention birthdays, it's probably best not to mention that Tobin, who listens every day, is celebrating his 11th birthday today. You are right. Probably
he
best
will
not,
not
to mention it.
Mention it. Happy birthday.
If you were listening yesterday, we were talking about Rick Astley, and there was a conversation that I had with Rick. Basically, sent me a little, you know, just like talking about his new single.
Right.
So I've got an update on that.
Okay.
I'll give it to you next. It's Radio Essex, Glass Animals and Heat Waves. Tuesday on the Big Drive Home is Chris and Scott. A13 looking better tonight than obviously yesterday. That was quite a lot of delays last night on the A13. Busy on the 127 though, and the A12. Give you a full travel update next on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Anne-Marie, Shania Twain, Unhealthy. Hello, Debs. Just said A13's okay. It's at a standstill going towards Tilbury South End. No, I meant it's okay as in from yesterday, because it was closed yesterday for like most of the show. So, yeah, there are problems on the A13, but not in the level of problems there were yesterday. That's what I say. A13, though, Tilbury South End, that way is pretty slow tonight. Thank you, Debs. Quarter of five yesterday, we talked about Rick Astley, because over the weekend, this happened on my mobile phone communication device.
Hey, Chris, it's Rick Astley here. I'm just letting you know that I've got a new single called Dip in My Feet, which is from an album that comes out in October, and that's called Are We There Yet? I do ask myself that question quite often. People in the back of my car quite often ask that. But anyway, it's, it's got a couple of different meanings. But anyway, I hope you like it. I hope you like the new song. See you soon, I hope.
See you soon. See you soon for beers.
See you soon, I hope.
Rick Astley just randomly leaving me a message on my phone, which is nice. It was good, but it was basically, oh, he's selling stuff. I mean, he said he's not. He didn't just go, "Hey, Chris, have you heard the family of Will?"
No, he was
going for beer soon.
No,
see
he
does.
That's what he. That's what nah, he means. What he means.
He went, "Hey, Chris, Rick here. Sell. Hope to see you soon. Cheers, bye."
Well, yeah. I mean, before the video, he goes, "Sorry, who's this? I'm sending it to Chris."
Well, no, I realised because he actually did. Tom's got exactly the same message on his phone that says, "Hi, Tom, Rick here." And that upset me a bit.
He also does a little joke about, like, oh, does the same joke.
Yeah, a little bit with Tom. So you got a message as well.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You were quite surprised.
He called me mate.
Yeah. The difference is when I got my message, I didn't have to say to somebody, "Who's this bloke?"
Yeah, because he is a legend.
Your mum's like, "Is Rick Astley on your phone?"
Yeah, my mum was okay. So pleased.
I bet she was. So I responded yesterday thinking, right, if it's a sell situation, I'm going to get someone out of this as well.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so this is the response.
Hi, Rick. Chris Brooks, thank you so much for the private video message that you sent just to me and no one else. We're pretty much best mates now. I do a radio show, love to play your new single. In return of that favour, maybe you could come onto my show to play the Chip Shop game.
Yes.
If you do that, we'll play your song.
So that's where we're at the moment. What's happened is this is on social media. It's pretty much on the Facebook and Instagram. And you can, I think the only way this is going to work, because we haven't had any response back yet.
No.
If you went on to social media now, searched up Radio Essex, found the post where I've replied back and said, "Rick, come on the show, do a Chip Shop game." At him. So add him. And then hopefully, if everyone starts atting Rick Astley, he will get the message.
Yeah,
this is something that needs to happen.
Bombard him with message after message after message saying, "Come on, Rick. You know, you don't get nothing for nothing in this world." Say something like that.
Yeah, say, I tell you what, go, "Rick, really want to hear your new song. And these guys have said that they'll play it if you come on the show and do the Chip Shop game. Come on, Rick, we know you want to."
And then say, "Are we there yet, Rick? Are we there
yet?
Yeah,
yeah, do that. That's brilliant, yeah. Get on the Facebook and Instagram. It's on those at the moment. Is it on Twitter?
No, not on Twitter.
We can't find the password for Twitter.
No.
Elon Musk has it.
TikTok?
No.
Oh. Have you typed radio with a zero?
I try it.
And an exclamation mark, probably. That's probably it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All our passwords are radio. Yeah. TikTok and Twitter, not quite yet. But if you go on Insta, go on Facebook, find our page, and then you'll see the Rick Astley video that me and Scott did yesterday. Send it to him, at him, and ask him to come on the show. And I think if he gets enough people, he's bound to come on, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He will. Bound to. Right, 10 to 5 with the 1975. Getting a lot of coverage on the Rick Astley thing. Thank you for that on the socials, Facebook and Insta. You'll see our post pleading with Rick Astley to come on the show and promote his new single. We'll play it, but he has to play the Chip Shop game with us. And I think we're getting a lot of people. Just find our post on socials, at him, hassle him.
Hassle him, yeah, definitely.
Get him on the show, and then hopefully next week we'll get him on. Right, news and travel coming up at 5. The A to Z of music continues as well, and we'll do all that next on The Big Drive Home.
Arsenal are now expected to put a third bid forward after Rice after having two bids rejected.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
You can't cough in the middle of the... You can't do that. You have to bring the microphone down and go... And then bring it back up again. It's just basics, isn't it?
I mean, do you know what? I haven't even coughed on the radio. And I'm blagging a living. You actually went to university. Cost you a fortune.
Faces in his
I mean, as I said, I'm literally just blagging it, having a bit of a laugh. Having a bit of a laugh with me, mate. And you always tell me it cost you tens of thousands of pounds. He's coughing on the radio.
An overcast but bright evening in store with some brief showers in places and temperatures on your big drive home reaching 23 degrees. So is my face.
Did you think you'd turned your mic off?
That's the first time I've ever done that in my professional career. And I was so gutted for myself that I mucked up a wee sentence about Declan Rice that I didn't pull the fader down, coughed through nervousness, and now I'm off to run an ice cream
I
van.
I remember a friend of mine who tried to pretend to swear on the radio and then swore, then faded the microphone down, and then went, "Oh, I've done it the wrong bit," and it all went horribly wrong for him.
Brilliant.
Similar to that, actually.
Oh,
we'll catch up at 6.
No.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, Australia.
Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Anything else you want to add to that?
Sneeze?
Achoo! Achoo! Turn it up louder, louder, yeah.
Give it to me, just give it to me. Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
Just a bloke from Sky Sports saying what a fantastic job we're doing.
Cheers, Martin.
Ven B. Goddard and Messi in Heaven. It's 5:10. Chris and Scott, the big drive home. Festival Leisure Community Awards are back. Looking to crown people across Essex. Best teachers, emergency services hero, local heroes. There's loads of different awards you can get involved in. Right now, you can nominate somebody for the awards, and for each category, the winner will take home £100 to spend at Festival Leisure Park. So maybe something happened with the kids at school and there was a teacher that helped out or did something out of the ordinary that really helped your kid. It could be anything. There's so many different things you can vote for. Festival Leisure Customer Care Award, Employee of the Year Award, the Festival Leisure Local Hero, Festival Leisure Inspiring Young Person. There's loads of different nominations to go on there. And as I say, each winner of the category will win £100 to spend at Festival Leisure. You can take a look at all the nominations at radioessex.com. You can click the Festival Leisure Community logo, and so you can nominate somebody through there. There's also Favourite Radio Essex Show is on there as well.
Really?
In amongst the local heroes, okay. Yeah. Favourite Radio Essex Show. I mean, oh, I'd love to get an award for this.
Wouldn't it be, you know...
You've got awards.
All of the, you know, but, you know, all of the hard work we put in.
Well, you've got, like, Brit Awards and that.
I have, yeah.
I'd imagine... You know,
Linesman of the Year Award I've got.
You've got Linesman of the Year Award.
3 years running.
I don't know how that's up there with the Brit Award. I would have gone Smash Hits next.
No, then
Linesman of the Year Award.
They're all on the same shelf, and so would the Radio Essex one be on the same shelf. You could be next to the Brit Award, people. Next to the Brit Award. Because it's not our show. It's your show. You're voting for your favourite.
But we will take the award.
We will take the award.
And the 100 quid.
And the 100 quid. And the applaudits. And the pay rise.
Yeah.
So,
pay rise?
Pay rise. Mate, I can get a pay rise for anything. I just walk in and go, look, I've got an award. And I don't do birthdays.
I tried.
Give me some money.
I didn't get anywhere. I tried that.
I got a pay rise, done less days.
You know? That's not even fair. If you want to vote, you can do it now, radioessex.com. Put it next to my 100-metre breaststroke. I just put it next to that off on the same shelf, you lucky people. Right, Sigala, Adam Lambert, You Make Me Feel, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Sigala, Adam Lambert, and You Make Me Feel Mighty Real.
Is that what it's called? You Make Me Feel Mighty Real?
Yeah.
No, that's brackets. It's called mate. Just...
All right, You Make Me Feel, and in brackets, Mighty Real. It doesn't sound as good, does it?
No, just I don't think you're meant to say it. How long have you been a DJ?
You're not meant to say it.
You're not meant to say
That's
it.
It's not a rule.
Yes, it is.
You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. It's in brackets. Why put it? But don't put it on there then.
I just don't really should say it.
What, because it's in brackets?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
No, it's...
Well, brackets is just extra information, isn't it?
No, because if it was featuring Sigala...
Yeah.
It's not in brackets, so you say featuring Sigala. But you don't say... You don't say, this is Good Riddance, Time of Our Lives. Yeah. Well, hello, Tom, you got your hand
producer
up.
Producer Tom's got his, producer in brackets. Producer Tom's got his hand up.
So do we not say slam dunk defunk? We just say slam dunk.
What bit's in brackets?
Nothing.
Defunk.
Well, most people.
Your song, mate.
We call it, mate, I've been singing that song for that long, we just call it slam.
But the punters, if I said they're slam dunk defunk, you wouldn't go, oh, what are you saying defunk for? That's in brackets.
I didn't know
slam,
it was in brackets.
Slam
in brackets?
Dunk in brackets defunk.
Yeah.
Is it
it's
really?
In brackets. It's your song. It's your song.
I didn't know it was in brackets.
That's awkward.
Well, no, call it, no. I would be very
song.
Happy if you called it, here's slam dunk or slam. We call it slam. This is slam. Wallop, straight on.
Slam wallop.
Slam anyway,
wallop defunct.
Anyway, we're doing an end of the show, and I've got a perfect one.
Go on.
What we want you to do is cough
like Stevie.
Yeah, like Stevie did. This is not my idea. This is actually Tom's idea. Good, yeah. In honour of Stevie Shillinglaw coughing whilst doing the news, we think you should end the show like this. You should go... Tuesday, completed it, mate.
Yeah, I like that. Get those in on the voice note. You can send those in via the app, which is Radio Essex. You can send voice notes through there, and you could be ending the show tonight. It's Chris and Scott in brackets. It's Radio Essex. Hope you're doing okay tonight. Tuesday on the big drive home. It's 5:22. You're up to date. Joe Kinch coming up from 6 o'clock tonight. He's got the evening show. All the usual bits. We'll chat to Joe before he goes on air just before 6. But tomorrow night on the show, Joe Kinch, he interviews all the stars, don't they? All of them. Every artist is on. Leanne from Little Mix, one of her first interviews since leaving Little Mix, on the show with Joe Kinch tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Here's her new single. It's called Don't Say Love. Radio Essex. Tom Grennan and here, big drive home, 5:30 for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott. Well, it's Chris at the moment. I don't know where he is, but literally don't know where he is.
He's gone.
Should we grab him on the tannoy?
He's back.
Scott to Studio One, please. Scott to Studio One. Thank you.
I was talking to Coffee Boy, and I don't mean someone making a coffee. I mean the guy that coughs. I said,
Stevie Shillinglaw.
Yeah, I said, I think the song's finishing, Stevie. You're still talking. I need to go.
Right, let's do this
now. The A to Z of music.
And being a Tuesday,
Rap Stars and DJs.
Rap Stars and DJs beginning with the letter P. Obvious ones include...
Professor Green.
Professor Green.
Puff Daddy.
Plan B. Post Malone, we said, because started off life as a rapper, so Post Malone, I think we can get in there. Fats and Small, kind of dancey.
PJ Duncan,
possibly. Paul Van Dyke, definitely.
Yes.
There are a couple there, but if you've got any you want to add to that list, then you can let us know now on the text. And let us know what artists beginning with P from the rap star, DJ, dance bands you think would fit into the A to Z of music for the letter P. What have you got for us? And you can grab us on the app as well, and we'll pick two songs in seconds. Radio Essex, Joel Corry, Katie Baser, and Dance Around It. Right, 5:35, Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, and the title fight is on for a Tuesday for the letter P. We're looking at dance, hip-hop, and DJs, and we have two fine tunes for you to vote for tonight. You could either have... Pitbull. If you want Pitbull, put the word Pitbull in your message box. Or you grab us on the app as well if Pitbull is who you want to hear before 6 tonight. Or Paul Oakenfold.
Yes, please.
Good shout. Paul Oakenfold, Starry Eyed Surprise. If this is the tune you want to hear just before 6 tonight, then put the word Paul in your message box. Or you can grab us on the app as well. It's either Paul or Pitbull. Essex, you decide. It's a nice little dance you're doing there, Joe Kinch. Is that your Harry Styles dance?
Yeah,
I like that.
I got the styles, you see.
You got what?
He's got the styles. Very good.
Oh, wow. More comedy like that from 6 tonight. On the evening show. With Joe Kinch. Kicking bass, as I just made up earlier.
Kicking bass.
Kicking Joe bass with Joe Kinch.
Yep.
Jojo on the radio.
Oh, we haven't done that for a while.
No, I know. His mum hates it.
I got a voice note earlier.
Who from?
Handy Dan saying hello, Jojo, on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Brilliant. Excellent.
So that was like a, still get called it.
Joe on the radio. So you're coming up from 6 o'clock tonight. You've got the Hot 7 at 7, which starts at 7. You've got all the travel news in the next hour. Tomorrow, you've got Leanne off of Little Mix on your show.
I do.
Doesn't like Leanne off of Little Mix, does she?
She's not in Little Mix anymore, is she? But
just Leanne, yeah, but she knows that if we just said that, everyone would think, oh, somebody called Leanne.
Yeah, like anyone new called Leanne, but it's not just anyone called Leanne.
Did she take Leanne. Andre Gray's name? Is she Leanne Gray or Leanne Pinnock still?
Leanne Pinnock.
She's still Leanne Pinnock.
I think so, yeah. Is that right?
She got married to Andre Gray.
It's she gets to change her name. If I'm still called Scott from 5, she's still Leanne from there.
But she's just being Leanne, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, she's doing a Cheryl.
Well, I had that when I went to get my car fixed up one of the places with my old car, and they said, oh, Chris as in Chris and Scott. Chris is in Chris Brooks.
Yeah, that's my full legal name, Chris and Scott.
Chris and Karen, maybe.
Yeah.
I suppose we spend more time together.
You're
Scott from Radio Essex, aren't you, really, at heart?
No, come on, get with the program. Just wearing a red bandana.
He's not getting on hot.
No, I've been there.
You have to have him on a delay.
Like a delay. Well, they're already on a delay.
A big delay.
Like on the note, still in the 90s.
I could do it. I could just go.
They're definitely
pink.
On a delay.
Here's pink.
Yeah. Right. So, coming up, you with all the usual Joe Kinch magic.
Yep.
That's happening. And who do you think would win a battle out of Paul Oakenfold and Pitbull?
Probably Pitbull, because he's got so many songs, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Surprising. No,
he's got everyone else's songs, hasn't he?
I thought this one, Starry Eyes Surprise. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is a tune.
I mean, I'm a little bit gutted that Pitbull is in the... might go into the end of the music. Well, I mean, that's not good.
In there right now.
What one
representing
is it?
Tuesday with hotel room service. We have an end of the show celebrating Stevie coughing all the way during the news. That's coming up in seconds. And we're back tomorrow from 3 to 10.
Yeah! Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.